It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. The town of Lake City is gearing up for their special election next month. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
There are two main issues on the ballot. One is zoning. A plot of land was requested to be changed to a residential for multifamily homes. As town manager Leslie Klusmeyer explains, the Planning Commission denied the zone change, but that wasn't the end of it.
Zone change, and so when it came to the board considered the same evidence that the Planning Commission had seen and reversed their decision and approved the zone change. Subsequently, we got a referendum petition to send that decision to special election.
Now residents will decide what will be allowed on a property that is currently zoned for general commercial use. An old issue will also be put to voters. OHV, or off-highway vehicles, have been a point of contention in Lake City for years.
There's two questions on OHV. Whether the voters would allow OHV use all year long, or whether they would allow OHV use during another summer pilot project in the summer of 2016.
The issue of ATV and side-by-side use in town has been contentious, with supporters touting the economic benefits it might bring, but opponents citing the noise and aesthetic. Election day for Lake City is December 15th. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Some native fish in the Colorado River and its tributaries are struggling to stay afloat. Invasive species, dams, and water diversions all complicate the recovery of endangered fish in those waterways. As Laura Pomisano reports for Connecting the Drops, one long-standing program ties together federal and state agencies with regional groups to help these cold-blooded creatures make a comeback.
This National Fish Hatchery in Grand Junction has 50 large circular indoor tanks. They house endangered fish at various stages of development.
Right now we raise two species here, endangered razorback sucker and endangered bony tail.
Dale Ryden is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He uses a large net to catch some of the rare aquatic creatures swimming in the tank.
Right here we have an endangered bony tail, and the reason they're called a bony tail, if you look at the fish's tail, it's real long and thin. It looks bony.
This hatchery is part of a multi-state effort to save four species of fish native to the Colorado River Basin: humpback chub, Colorado pike minnow, razorback sucker, and bony tail. It started in 1988 when the federal government signed an agreement with Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming, establishing what's called the Upper Colorado River Endangered Fish Recovery Program.
Back when I first started, pike minnow were probably doing better. There were more big fish throughout the basin. Some of the other species, I had worked here for 4 years before I ever saw a razorback sucker out of the wild. They just weren't around anymore. Same thing with bony tail. Bony tail were extremely, extremely rare.
Today, the recovery program includes federal and state agencies, environmentalists, hydropower associations, and water user groups. And unlike some efforts to conserve other species, it hasn't involved litigation. Ryden says that's because stakeholders work together.
Working towards the same goal of recovering the fish while allowing water development to continue, and those two, at first blush, don't seem to go together, but they've actually worked together very well.
That's the sound of water roaring over a diversion dam that straddles the Gunnison River, a tributary of the Colorado. It was built in the early 1900s and blocked fish from traveling upstream for nearly 100 years. Then Ryden says they put a fish ladder on the dam.
It goes up and around the Redlands Dam and provides upstream fish passage for native and endangered fish.
The ladder is a selective passage. Biologists use it to trap fish traveling upstream. Then they hand sort them so only native fish can continue up the Gunnison River. Two similar ladders have been installed along the Colorado, and another is in the works on the Green River in Utah. The ladders might help fish get to their upstream habitats, but water levels also matter. Brent Uhlenberg works for the Bureau of Reclamation. The federal agency operates the largest dams in the western United States.
The reason we're involved is, you know, there's a recognition that the dams and canals that we operate that take water out of the Colorado River Basin have contributed to the decline of the species.
Uhlenberg says the Bureau used to control water flows to meet irrigation and hydroelectric power demands, but that left the fish high and dry.
Basically, they require a large spring peak followed by relatively stable base flows in the following the spring peak. So what we've done is to reoperate the storage reservoirs to restore it to a more natural condition.
The Bureau is also the largest single source of funding for the conservation program, but states, water developers, and hydropower associations also contribute, for a total of more than $350 million over the past 25 years. That funding helped the Grand Valley Water Users Association in Grand Junction to optimize its system. Kevin Conrad, the association's operations manager, says before, they diverted more water than necessary.
Whatever they weren't using, it went out through spillways on the canal back to the river, but it was below a point where the fish couldn't benefit from it.
Conrad says the upgrades also help conserve water and keep it in place for the fish. Biologist Dale Ryden says habitat restoration, water flow improvements, hatchery programs, and invasive fish removal are helping the endangered fish rebound.
Probably the brightest star right now in terms of recovery prospects is the razorback sucker. Bony tail are doing much better than they were with the really robust stocking program. We're starting to catch those now in better numbers.
He says humpback chub seems stable. However, questions remain about the Colorado pike minnow. The ultimate goal of the recovery program is to remove those fish from the endangered species list. The agreement for the program expires in 2023. For Connecting the Drops, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org.
A man killed himself in Montrose Monday after police pulled him over and attempted to arrest him on a felony warrant. This is Montrose Police Commander Gene Lillard.
Officers were able to pull the person over and conducted what we call a felony stop and started asking and shouting orders for the person to come out of the vehicle. A short time later, the person picked up what appeared to be a handgun and took his own life with the handgun.
An official investigation is still ongoing. Lillard says that officers did not discharge their weapons at the scene. Colorado has one of the highest suicide rates in the country. Crews from several El Paso County area fire departments responded to a grass fire in the eastern part of the county yesterday afternoon. Despite the time of the year, 40 homes were voluntarily evacuated. Some outbuildings were destroyed and one home damaged. Three people were treated on the scene for minor smoke inhalation. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.